Hi everyone, welcome to Thesis Tea, the podcast about all your ups and downs of thesis life. We are your hosts, Nienke.
Hi.
And Sifra. And today we spill the tea about how to deal with feedback and failing during your thesis. Today we are with students Eva.
Hey.
And Lieke.
Hello.
Welcome to you. Let's spill the tea on the first statement.
It feels good to receive feedback on my thesis. Eva, what is your opinion on this?
I actually really appreciate feedback. I know that my thesis is split in so many parts and every part has several drafts and things that needs to go through. And so as to develop it, like I like feedback. I make different drafts and documents for every version and I like to submit those either to the thesis ring or my supervisor. And if I actually don't get a lot of feedback or comments, it doesn't feel like they did enough and I don't really have anything to work with. So that's why I really like receiving feedback.
Lieke, is that the same for you?
Yeah, I also really appreciate feedback. I think it's very helpful because people really try to improve your text and it's nice to get another pair of eyes on your text because you can really get stuck in your own thoughts and opinions and maybe forget about some things. Although sometimes it can be a bit much, especially from your supervisor if they put like a million comments in your text. But I try to keep in mind that they really are trying to improve it. And I feel like if you get a lot of comments, that's actually a good thing because then they really get to go into the details about what to improve. And if maybe you weren't really going in the right direction, it might just be more one big general comment saying like, this is not how it's supposed to be. So I think maybe even if you really receive a lot of feedback, that's actually more positive and it's very helpful.
And can you maybe share a little bit more about how to deal with a lot of feedback?
If I like receive like a lot of comments about it, I really try to split it up. Maybe like I'll read through the whole thing first one time and then come back to it and maybe divide it into things I can really quickly edit and I just agree with and maybe some bigger parts that I have to really look into each of the separate comments and I try to really divide them for myself and maybe think about it a bit first and then slowly start changing some things so that it's not such a big task.
Eva, do you sometimes also get that overwhelming feeling?
Sometimes when I don't like have a lot of time planning for myself and I get a lot of feedback, but I also think it's kind of my own responsibility to see whether I want to look at every comment or just let them be for the moment. I try to always fix the spelling mistakes first because that's usually a lot of comments and like red lines in the documents. But if you like do all of those, there's usually not a lot left. So then it's more palpable.
And how do you make sure which feedback is important and which ones a little bit less?
Good question. if the supervisor's like really like strict and repeats something a lot, if something shows up a lot of time, I usually know it's more important. But what I usually do is I plan in a moment to discuss my feedback. And that's also a moment to ask any questions or go about the comments and say, can we talk a little bit about this? And I do that as well with my thesis ring.
And do you feel a barrier sometimes to ask for it?
Personally, no, because, yeah, I like getting into the nitty-gritty parts. So, no, I don't really feel barrier with that.
Lieke, do you ask for feedback yourself? And how often is this?
I do try to ask for it myself. I try to always just submit a draft of each chapter that you have to write and also for the proposal. I did make like arrangements with my supervisor beforehand so that we were both on the same page for like how many times I was allowed to ask for feedback, for example. And I like to maybe if I'm not too sure about a chapter yet, I like to go to someone else first, like a friend or someone from thesis ring, just so I can get some of the simple comments out of there that might not have to go to my supervisor specifically. And in that way, you get like even some extra feedback so that you know it's going to be even better text in the end.
And Eva, did you also make an agreement with your supervisor beforehand how often you can ask for feedback?
No, not necessarily how often I can ask for feedback. We did plan weekly meetings, and we also have the options to skip a week if we don't think it's necessary. And I just discuss in those weekly meetings where I'm at, how much time I need for chapters. But for myself, I usually just want to submit every chapter or parts just once for feedback, because if I keep resubmitting it, I'll keep getting feedback. And sometimes it's also good to think, okay, it's done at least for now, because otherwise you can spend 2 years on your thesis and you're not supposed to.
And in general, does feedback ever feel like you're failing in your thesis?
I don't think it means that you're failing. I think whatever text you're going to submit, you're always going to get feedback on it, because a supervisor or professor is always going to find ways to improve your text. Like if you're not at the grade of a 10 yet, there's always comments to give. So I definitely don't think it feels like you're failing. And then maybe even if you are and you didn't do it the way the supervisor intended, that's also okay, because they're here to help you and you can just change it after you receive the feedback.
And you felt that there was room for these mistakes. I don't want to say mistakes, but these small...
Yeah, I think there's definitely room for that. Like a supervisor's not going to expect you to hand in a perfect thesis right away, because it's a learning process. It's something you haven't done before. So I think they definitely have experience with how the process is going to go. And it's not like they expect to be correct right away. No.
Were you scared of that before you started your thesis? That you were like, I have to do everything perfect. I am not allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah, maybe in the beginning I did feel like that a little bit. And maybe sometimes I can still feel like that. But I think that's more just how my mind works. But I do try to tell myself to not avoid these mistakes, because you can really get stuck in like procrastination, like a mental block. So I really try to motivate myself to always be writing stuff down and know that it can only get better after a first version.
And Eva, how does this feel for you?
Yeah, maybe in the beginning I knew this was a project and also a thesis itself with a lot of responsibility, something I wasn't used to, because with courses it's like lower stakes. So in the beginning I think I felt very responsible, but I actually learned from working on like the bigger project that my thesis is part of that a lot of things are flexible and needs short-end solutions and don't necessarily go as planned. And I think that working like with this project and learning from that really helped me reflect on that it goes the same way with writing your thesis. So yeah, it's a bigger responsibility, and that in the beginning that feels really new and weird, but yeah, it, like now it's all fine.
And have you maybe an personal example of when you made a mistake which made you in the end actually grow?
Yeah, I think with formulating like my research questions and also which direction I want to go with for my thesis itself, because I wanted like to include quite a bit of a literature search. So I really was like navigating which the focus was, and I had to go about rewriting my research questions quite often. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I was not necessarily on the right track. But I think formulating for myself, not necessarily how the questions were formulated, but what I actually wanted to say really helped me like getting back on track.
And Lieke, you mentioned those, both of you mentioned those small mistakes, but would you really say that are mistakes or just learning as a researcher what you have to do in your thesis?
Yeah, I think it's definitely more that, like, yeah, I think you cannot be an expert right away, so you're always going to do things maybe slightly different than a supervisor would think, or maybe slightly different than you originally planned yourself. And I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's definitely more of a learning opportunity.
So you feel like those, I don't know the other word for mistakes, but those things that you didn't know beforehand, did you feel like you grow as a researcher?
Yeah, you learn so much during your thesis, and also just... Yeah, learning how to improve yourself is such an important skill to acquire. I don't know. Yeah, it sounds a little bit annoying, but yeah, it really does help to learn how to fix things that are not going as planned.
And can you maybe share both a tip for new starting students about receiving feedback?
My biggest tip is making a reader's guide when you're submitting your like chapter for feedback, because you can ask very specific questions or discuss things that you want some feedback on, but you can also say, okay, this I know that this is not very good, so you can skip it. And as far it has really worked for me, like making a, like maybe half a page of instructions for my people that have to give me feedback.
And for you, Lieke?
I would definitely advise to make concrete arrangements with your supervisor about when you want to receive feedback and also how, like Eva said. Like, for example, planning a weekly meeting with your supervisor, and then if you have something to submit, tell them beforehand. But also maybe if you don't have regular meetings with your supervisor, to really plan in advance how many times you want to submit all of your texts, just so that you don't kind of forget about it and then maybe have to submit like a really big part at once and then maybe change a really big part. So I think dividing it up and arranging with your supervisor how to do this is very helpful.
And Eva, can you give us an advice on the feeling of failure during your thesis?
Yes, my biggest advice is just to talk to everyone at Helix, or if you're not working at Helix, with other thesis students. I always call it trauma bonding, because everyone has had the same feeling of imposter syndrome, and you see thesis students in all their different stages. So the people that just start out and are really like searching, we're also very navigating, like very motivated. And then there's also people that are almost finishing up and they have gone through it all. So it really helps to discuss your own struggles.
And Lieke?
I would say to really try to focus on when stuff is going well during your thesis, and to really look at what you're already accomplishing, because I feel sometimes you can get quite stuck on maybe smaller things that are not going as well as you had planned. And then you forget about how many things you're already doing really well and how much you're learning already. So I think that's very important.
Okay, great. Thank you, Eva, Lieke. This was Thesis Tea, the podcast about all the ups and downs of thesis life. We will see you next time.